The next, really powerful tool I want to share with you is something that was gifted to my friend Jas Muheen. You may have heard of Jas Muheen. She's been living on light for many years, and she has no need for dense food in order for her to function amazingly efficiently and effectively in the world. And she's sort of an ambassador of higher consciousness and higher possibilities and cosmic consciousness and a wonderful possible alternative way of being. She was contacted by a tribe, an indigenous tribe, when she was in Colombia. She was doing an event in Colombia, in Bogota, I believe. And this particular tribe called the Kogis came to her event and singled her out and invited her up the mountain to come up there and spend some time with them. The Kogis call themselves Big Brother, and they call sort of the Western world, modern civilization, Little Brother. And they retreated up the mountain when the Spanish invasion of the South Americas was in full force, and the indigenous cultures were being wiped out, and the Roman Catholic Church with its military spearhead was invading and all that part of the world, and bringing the Bible, or that particular spin on the Bible, to that part of the world, and basically engaging in genocide and the theft of all the natural resources over there. The Kogi people saw this all coming, and they said, well, little brother's got to do what little brother's got to do, but we're going to go up the mountain and just do our thing where little brother can't interfere. So they've been up the mountain for centuries since, whenever that colonization or conquest of the Americas began by that particular arm of the Western world. And they were quite happy up there in their little environment, just doing their thing, until the shifts in the climate began to affect them, the so-called global warming and pollution and all the rest of it. So when that started to affect their ecosystems up there and spoil their life, they came down to connect with wise wisdom keepers on this earth plane. And so they chose Jas Muheen, amazing ambassador of higher consciousness, and she was brought up there, and they basically gifted her with this strategy that I'm going to share with you right now. And what they said that we needed to do was to sing our soul song. To sing our soul song. Now, what does that mean? Well, what they're describing here, and I'm going to give you a little demonstration of this in a moment, but we'll get into it, like I said, a little deeper in the next section of this audio program. What that means is that you choose a vowel or a selection of vowels, A, E, I, O, or U. These are the fundamental vowels. They're the original vowel sounds. They're sacred sounds. They're common to all languages. The most ancient of languages use these fundamental vowels. So these vowels are tonal frequencies. And you sound a vowel or a blend of vowels. You sound with your voice these vowels, or one or two of these vowels, while you are using your voice to communicate three things. One is your song of sorrow, the other is your song of love, and the other is your song of joy. Now, remember I was talking to you about one of the big mistakes that the New Ages tend to make, is that they want to sing their song of joy all the time without this integral part of the song of sorrow and the song of love, which keeps you really grounded. You'll feel the power of this when we start practicing this. We could say that the Roman Catholics want to sing the song of sorrow all the time without the song of love and the song of joy. And we could say, what, the hippies? They just want to sing the song of love. So, I'm just having a giggle here. What we need to do is to use our soul song. So our soul is actually grounded in sorrow, which, anyone that's really been into soul and soul singing and the story of soul and all of its many expressions in this world, particularly championed by the black soul community, the gospels and all the rest of it. Obviously it's grounded in sorrow, and gravitates will momentarily elevate itself into some form of love, usually a relationship love, which 9 times out of 10 puts them back into the sorrow sooner or later, but periodically goes into the song of joy. So yeah, it's just a wonderful, 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 wonderful strategy that I've been integrating more and more and more into my daily experience, and I bring it into my consultancies and integrate it into everything that I'm doing now. Song of sorrow, a song of love, song of joy. So I'm just going to give you a little demonstration of this using a vowel sound, and then I'll just do a recap. I actually now I'll give you one more tool, and then we'll have a little contemplation. We'll have another little break, and then we'll go through all these four tools again in detail. Okay, so this is an example of my song of sorrow, song of love, song of joy, and it's the song of sorrow. It's the song of sorrow. It's like your soul dirge, your lament for the suffering in the world. Your own suffering, perhaps suffering of your family, the suffering of the people around you, and what it does is it puts you in empathetic resonance with the suffering souls in the world, which is tremendously empowering for you, because you're aligning your soul power with very literally, quite literally, the vast mass of individuals in the world. The massive majority of human beings are suffering. There's no doubt about it. And so as we come into empathetic resonance with that, which is mercy, compassion, we pick up a tremendous amount of power from aligning with that collective consciousness. Then we sing the song of love, which is our love for humanity, or love for our family, love for life, love for ourselves, love for the things we hold dear, the love of nature. But it's a song of love, it's a sound of love. And then we come into the song of joy, which is the joy that is derived only from one thing, and that is the victory, the certainty of the victory of God, the victory of this great spiritual divinity that pervades all things, all people, that is the invisible substance of it all, that can only triumph within this matrix and within this reality, that victory is guaranteed, and all it requires is us to come into harmonic resonance with it and start expressing it more through every facet of our daily lives. That's the song of victory there to get into at the end of that, and that's a fantastic thing. So, song of sorrow, song of love, song of joy, I'm going to do that now with a vowel sound. This is my particular rendition of it, and you feel your own. I'm not inviting you to copy me in any way, shape, or form, but just follow the guidelines and allow the sound to come through. So here we go. Ooh. So that was a little taster of my blend in one tone over several breaths of a blend of the Song of Sorrow, the Song of Love, and the Song of Joy. And what that's done is it's just put me in the most empowered state. I'm really, 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 really feeling strong and solid right now. And I'm sure you can feel that in the way that's coming through in my voice. So we're going to be experiencing that together in the next audio file. So the last method, strategy I want to share with you. So there's a four, and I'm sure there's more. You can probably think of more and add to this list. Is very simply giving, the power of giving. So why is this important? Well, this whole process of empowerment, of spiritualization, of becoming more divine, of actualizing our true inner nature, of actualizing ourself in the world. This power, it comes from the flow, the energy flow of spirit. If we just break it down into simple energy dynamics, we often hear this thing that everything is energy. Everything is different vibrational levels of density, vibrational frequencies, vibrational forms of energy in different vibrational states. Just like water, ice, and steam are three forms, three different vibrational forms of exactly the same thing. So you have liquid water vibrating slower. It becomes ice. Vibrating faster goes back to water. Vibrating faster again goes into steam. Vibrating faster again completely disappears and just goes back into gas. Vibrating faster again, the gases disappear and become what? Molecules and atoms. Raise the vibration again. What happens? I don't know. But this is the point, you see? And this is what we're doing. And right now we're kind of stuck in the ice, isolation, the isolation of the ego, of the separate sense of self. And so we become dense, solidified, slow moving, kind of stuck in life, in the world, in the matrix. As our vibration increases, we become more fluid. And this is the real key place that I want to focus on, is this movement from ice, isolation of the ego separated self, into the fluidity of the grace of the flow, as we start to experience ourselves one with the river of life, one with the flow of life, one with the currents of life. And we get lifted up into these higher states of consciousness where we become less dense versions of ourselves and much freer again. Okay? But right now we're kind of like into this freeing up, becoming unstuck, and getting into this juicy, flowing nature of life, which we can call, the river of life or the flow of life. And these are all strategies to allow us to do that in one way or another. And what really grounds it in is giving. And so as we become more giving, as our lives naturally become more dedicated to others, serving others, sharing with others, caring for others, giving to others. This is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful part of life, and it makes you feel so good because it's in the giving that you receive. As you give of yourself, as you empty yourself, as you share your gifts, as you share your resources, as you share your wisdom, as you share your love, as you give your energy, then all it does is it empties and creates more space for God to give you, for this great spirit to flow into you. Because you need to be empty in order to be refueled and filled again, to be fulfilled, completely fulfilled. You need to be empty in order to be renewed, to be born again. You see, you go to God with an empty cup. This is what the Holy Grail is all about. So when we pray, when we're talking about using prayer, We stand in emptiness like the cup that's there to be filled. This is what humility is. Humility is going to God with emptiness and allowing yourself to be filled. You see? It's a beautiful, amazing thing. It's an amazing thing. It's so good for you to give. Yeah? And so this goes in with forgiveness as well, the essence of love. So the soul is forgiving. It's forgiving and it's forgiving. All right? So giving, you practice giving as a daily practice. At first, you're going to have to discipline yourselves to do all these things. But once you get some momentum going, it just becomes very, very, very natural. I'm a very, very, very natural, sharing, caring person. I want to give. If people appreciate that and are into sharing, I live in community. And I have an online community, I have a global community, an international community. I give a lot of my time, energy, and resources to these communities. That's my life. I'm also, very awake, not to be wasting my time, energy, and resources with people that don't appreciate, that are selfish themselves and are stuck in different patterns and things, or are extremely needy and create dependencies on me for what I'm giving. We give to empower others so that they can give to others, or they can share into the community that we're sharing. But the attitude of giving is a natural, beautiful, amazing quality, one of the virtues of a spiritually empowered individual. And these virtues, things like compassion, patience, tolerance, kindness, caring, sharing, givingness, helpfulness, smiling disposition, lightheartedness, all these things are all examples of virtues. You can probably think of many more virtues. These virtues all unfold from within us. We express and develop and become virtuous human beings before we become genuinely empowered, before our real power lands, before the power that can heal, before the power that can move the mountains, before the power that can raise the dead metaphorically or literally, before the power that can accomplish miracles, before the power that can attract incredible abundance and prosperity and resources and massive responsibility and power in life, before those real true powers come, our virtues are unfold, because there's no way we can get our true spiritual power without the virtues, because we wouldn't be able to handle it if we're still selfish or jealous or impatient and unkind. Then what are we going to be doing if we have more power to express through all those things, if we have unlimited, infinite power to be nasty, So no one can get the infinite power that's at their disposal until the virtues are in place. And these virtues are a natural consequence of doing these practices, these very simple practices that I'm outlining here, just these four. Okay, so giving is receiving. So there we go, prayer, ho'oponopono, the soul song, and giving. What beautiful, beautiful, beautiful foundation for freedom and peace. So let's take another break, and then we'll be sharing deeper and deeper and deeper those individual tools.